there's a resurgence happening in the world of movies, the drive-in theater. They were almost completely forgotten, and then the coronavirus pandemic happened. Now with theaters still closed, people are piling into their cars to catch a classic flick. WFAE's Jody Vallade has the story.
When Preston Brown opened Hound's Drive-In 4 years ago, he was taking a leap of faith. He was in the rental property and electronics business, but he longed for a life that revolved around movies. His father owned a movie theater when he was a child, and Brown missed it.
It's got its own niche, I guess you could say, about it. I like to see the customers happy, having a great time, enjoying themselves. So we bought some land, and I kept thinking, I think I can open up a drive-in here.
A drive-in movie theater? In Kings Mountain? In the 21st century? It's not like Brown even had a long history with that form of movie watching.
Well, to be honest, I never really went to many drive-ins when I was young.
But the idea kept calling to him and his 62 acres in Kings Mountain. So in 2016, he built one drive-in screen. That started selling out. A couple years later, he opened a second screen. That sold out too. And now there are three. And it couldn't have come at a better time.
It's going great. I can't lie.
The coronavirus shutdown briefly forced Hound's Drive-In to close its doors during March. But after a couple weeks, Brown realized that he actually had the perfect way to enjoy entertainment during a pandemic. Social distancing is automatic when everyone is in their cars. A massive screen is at the front of each terraced lot, which is graded on an incline like stadium seating. Everyone has a great view of movies or concerts or graduation ceremonies, as car radios tuned to a specific frequency play the audio.
This is my time to shine. I've got what people need and want, so I'm going to shine as bright as I can and take advantage right now. You know, why not? So that's exactly what I'm doing.
In the last few months, the business at Hound's Drive-In has quadrupled. Crowds have flocked to movies, even though there's a slight issue that studios are not releasing new films, so everything is old. People are forced to watch classics like The Empire Strikes Back, or the animated film Inside Out, and so many bands began requesting to use his space for concerts that Brown invested in a stage with state-of-the-art lighting. A few big-name bands have even contacted him about stopping at Hound's Drive-In for a drive-in tour, and he reluctantly says he can't share details yet because, quote, they want the privilege to announce it.
Sit back, relax, make your way up to the snack bar, and get ready for some great moments.
18-year-old Zach Nathy was there watching Black Panther a couple weekends ago with three of his friends. They popped the back hatch of their SUV and spread out a blanket beneath the open trunk, lounging in their parking space four rows from the screen before the sun set and the movie lights turned on. Only one of them had been to a drive-in movie before, but they all said they would be back. Drive-in movie theaters peaked in popularity in the 1950s and 60s, when there were about 4,000 such venues in the country. There are now around 300 left. In the Charlotte area, there's Hound's Drive-In, and in Albemarle, there's Baden Road Drive-In. A carload of people costs only a little bit more than a typical movie ticket. People love it.
They just want something to do. There's nothing much to do out there with the family. So when they come to the drive-in, they get to experience the drive-in for the first time if they've never been. And they get to sit with their family in their space. Everyone has a great time. It's just something to do to get away, get out of the house. Everybody's just tired of being at home, I guess.
Brown already envisions more concerts and other special events taking place at his drive-in, with movies playing on weekends. It's something he never could have envisioned 4 years ago. But this time of socially distanced entertainment is the golden era for drive-ins. For WFAE News, I'm Jody Vallade.